Yesterday, we had the devastating news that two tourists had been bitten by a shark in Airlie Beach. To talk to us a little bit more about this, we've got Tash Wheeler, the CEO of Tourism Whitsundays, on the line with us. Tash, massive day yesterday.
Yeah, really sad day. As I said earlier this morning to someone else, you know, the tourism industry here in the Whitsundays, it's our lifeblood. It's also our home. Everybody here is very much committed to best practice and passenger safety, and looking after those visitors that come to our region is everyone's number one priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you see these two, I mean, we had obviously the attacks last year. Do you see these two attacks affecting the tourism industry heavily in the next coming months?
It's hard to say right now. I don't have a crystal ball, but without a doubt, what occurred in the last 12 months has had an impact on our tourism industry here. And, you know, all as I can do and hope is that we can once again rally our industry together and, you know, look at what we can do to help them.
Now, I mean, I guess some of the positive to be taken, there's very little, but positive to be taken out is it sounds like the operators who were involved handled this situation very well.
They were absolutely incredible. Honestly, the operators involved have just been the most incredible operators, and they make you very proud because they really are the operators in the Whitsundays. They follow best practice and they really do put passenger safety as their number one priority. You couldn't ask for a better response in a really terrible situation.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big shout out to the RACQ CQ Rescue. What a vital service that is for our region as well. I think also, Tash, I'm sure you would agree with me, but one thing to point out is there is hundreds and hundreds of people that go swimming in those waters every single day. There's so many tour operators that take, you know, tourists out, and it's just this very small percentage where incidents like this happen, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, if we look back on the last 12 months, we welcomed almost 1 million visitors to the region.
Yeah.
So that's a big number of people that are travelling here to the Whitsundays. And if you think about, you know, we are a diverse region, but we are, you know, our hook in the world is our marine operation. So that's a lot of people going out on the water. So you're right, incidences like this, while we may have seen a few in the last 12 months, they're still very uncommon if you look at those numbers of visitors.
And from your point of view, Tash, do you see any solution to these sorts of things happening?
Look, we're a marketing organisation here. Right now, our thoughts and our 100% brain capacity has been on the welfare of those injured.
Absolutely.
And don't really have any further thoughts right now until today gets underway and we start meeting to discuss next steps.
Absolutely. Look, Tash Wheeler, CEO of Tourism Whitsundays. Again, our thoughts go out to the two guys affected, but thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm sure you've been very busy.
No worries. Thanks for having us.